303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, about 10 degrees hotter than it was yesterday. Still not terrible, though. I got news for you. Relatively comfortable. I think it's because the humidity has remained relatively low. So, still a day to enjoy. And I know this will come as a shock to you. Not one, but two emerging crisis situations from the city of Richmond. Where would you like to start? All right. How about the latest cash grab? How about the latest building of a slush fund for city of Richmond officials? Yes. A nickel per shopping bag. Why? Why not? Because they have not yet quite figured out how to tax air. Once they figure out how to tax air, you make no mistake, they will do that. But in the meantime, they have said, we are going to force you to pay 5 cents for each and every plastic bag. They're not even claiming that this has anything to do with, well, anything. They just want the money. You have to actually give them that in a weird way. This whole thing started, gosh, got to be 20 years ago. City of San Francisco was the first one to come out with this nonsense. How do I know? I was there. Maybe 15 years ago. No, 20 years ago. Yeah, about 20 years ago. I was there. I was on the air in San Francisco. Yep, I was that guy. I was the conservative on the air in San Francisco. I could hold all the meetings of conservative broadcasters in my chair. And I remember when the San Francisco leadership, I said that without laughing. Oh, too late. I just laughed. The leaders in San Francisco, remember, San Francisco is a unified city and county. Has about 600,000, 700,000 people that live in the city. 7 miles by 7 miles. It is densely packed. Parts of it are beautiful. Parts of it now are almost navigable rivers of human feces. And they said, you know, we are really, really concerned about the environment. You are. Well, what on earth are we going to do about it? We want to get rid of plastic shopping bags. Why? Well, they clog stuff up and animals choke on them and well, who cares what you're saying, Mr. Katz? You're that conservative guy on the radio in San Francisco and we don't care. No, okay. Well, thank you so much for at least being straightforward in that. So the Unified City and County San Francisco Board of Supervisors said, we are going to impose, guess what? A nickel tax on each and every shopping bag. Now, initially, it had started out higher. I think they wanted a quarter. And then they realized that might pose more difficulties for the idiots who were actually going to be stuck paying the bill. Now, I say idiots because those are suckers. Because they have chosen to live in the city of San Francisco and foist upon themselves every bat-crap crazy idea because they themselves are bat-crap crazy, so I just don't have any sympathy for them. And they made this argument that we needed to protect some sort of an animal somewhere in some river because if we didn't, then they would all die as a result of the plastic bag you got at the supermarket. Okay. So they did that. But they also said, you know what we're really trying to do? We're trying to get people to use, well, their own reusable bags. That way we won't need as many plastic bags and we won't have to charge as many people a tax on each and every shopping bag. Some of us are old enough to remember and some of us are not. How the plastic shopping bag became the go-to item in each and every supermarket. I am barely old enough to remember reusable bags. Not that my mom ever had them. And my mom was the one who did the marketing. That's what we called it when we were growing up. She's going to do the marketing Why? Because she was going to Pathmark, which is our local supermarket. And at Pathmark, when you shopped, some of the folks who were older, like, well, I've mentioned the Bargs who live next door to me, right? Mr. and Mrs. Barg. Mrs. Barg, when she went and did the marketing, she had some sort of a cloth bag that she seemed to like, and it was only the two of them, and they were elderly people. They didn't really eat all that much, I would imagine, and so she just had everything in that bag. She also had a little cart that she would wheel behind her when she walked up to the little markets that were a little bit closer to home. That's where she did most of her marketing, and every once in a while, my mom would give her a ride, because neither Mr. Barg nor Mrs. Barg actually drove, and take her to the big supermarket. So, older people back in the 70s, who had grown up, I suppose, well, the 40s, the 50s, many of them had fabric bags. Something very disturbing happened with a lot of those fabric bags. They were contaminated with all sorts of bacteria, and folks got sick because you couldn't really wash them, and nobody seemed to know that you needed to wash them. And then somebody came along and said, hey, we got to do something about these bags that people are carrying, because they're made out of fabric and nobody's washing them, and people are getting sick. You know what we'll do? Paper shopping bags. Some point before I came along, they made the switch, for the most part, to paper shopping bags. And they're not the paper shopping bags most of us see and experience now that you can damn near see through. These were heavy paper. You didn't need to double bag because each bag could hold whatever you put in there, including things in cans. And you also used those bags to make book covers for your books in school. And they would last the entire school year. So we got the paper bags, and we got the paper bags because they were safer. They were better for the environment. That phrase has been around forever. Oh, better for the planet. Okay. And they're easy to use, and they're easy to store. And you don't have to worry about them getting contaminated or causing anybody diseases or illness, because you use them. Okay. So we had paper bags for the longest time. And then, mid-70s into early 80s, I believe, is when it happened, if I remember correctly. There was this hue and cry. We were cutting down all the trees. Oh, my God. There's not going to be a tree left. And it's all because of the shopping bags. Oh, you people with your shopping bags. What is wrong with you people? We were cutting down all the trees, and then the paper bags are going in landfills, and then those stupid kids of yours are making book covers with them. Damn it, we got to do something about this. What are we going to do? Well, the chemical companies like, oh, I don't know, Dow Chemical in Delaware came along and said, you know, excuse us, we can make plastic bags. Plastic. Well, that was cutting edge. That was going to be great. It would be so much easier to have plastic bags. We wouldn't cut down another tree. All the trees would be happy and safe and sound, and, you know, they'd be able to retire to wherever trees retire to after they do whatever they do. They'd have happy lives, all of the little tree kids, you know, the saplings, the sapling family. And they'd be happy. Because we wouldn't be cutting down Ma and Pa tree to make bags. Okay. So all the trees were happy. You know who else was really happy? Again, Dow Chemical. And a lot of the big petroleum operations. Because you know how you make plastic, kids? I bet you that goofy anti-science guy 9 ever mentioned this, right? You know how you make plastic? You need petroleum. You need a chemical or two. You need somebody in a white lab coat at some point, and then you make them. So we all changed to plastic bags. And by the way, they're not the cheap cheese, are they? Weren't the cheap, cheesy plastic bags that you get now, which, again, you can damn near see through. These were heavy-duty plastic bags. Now we're back on this kick of, well, you know, plastic is, it's bad for something. Well, what is it bad? I don't know, but we gotta change again. How are we going to change? Well, we don't really have to change. We just want you to give us money for having a plastic bag. Well, at least be honest about it. You're not trying to do away with plastic bags because you're worried about litter in the city of Richmond. You're not really against plastic bags at all. In fact, the very people who are in favor of this in the city of Richmond hope that as many people as humanly possible buy those plastic bags. See, if you were really concerned about plastic bags and their after effects, then what you would say is we're imposing a 5-cent deposit on each and every plastic bag. And when you bring your plastic bags back, you will get your nickel back. That absolutely might encourage someone not to throw them away. But what you are doing is stepping in and saying, give us a nickel for each one of these bags. And the city of Richmond has already announced they expect to generate $400,000 as a result of this. Now, I did the math, which means it could very well be wrong. I'm not a math guy, as you know, but I did plug some numbers in. And for them to get to their $400,000 number, I believe they have to have 10 million plastic bags that are purchased in the city of Richmond in a year. That sounds like a lot to me, but I'm not a plastic bag expert in this regard. Maybe it is a lot, maybe it's not. I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, follow the bouncing bag. This has nothing to do with cleaning up litter. It has nothing to do with the environment. It has to do with creating another, in this case, $400,000 slush fund that the mayor and the members of city council and all of the other corrupt pseudo leaders at Richmond City Hall can dip into anytime they want. It is absolutely, positively insulting and absurd. But as Ron Popeil used to say, just wait, there's more. I got another piece of information coming from the city of Richmond. We'll do that in just a moment. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.